Last Thursday, a couple of dozen singers were in the middle of a rehearsal of Little Women, the inaugural performance from Fayetteville Opera. The cast members had arrived in Fayetteville just a few days before, from all over the country.
I flew here from New York.
Washington, D.C.
Boston, Massachusetts.
In Dallas, Texas.
Cincinnati.
Atlanta, Georgia.
I drove from Wichita, Kansas.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
I'm living in Seattle right now.
From practically every part of the country, young opera singers flew or drove into Fayetteville over the New Year's holiday weekend. Their first rehearsal for the Mark Adamo work, written in 1998, began Monday morning at 9. Just 3 days in, the blocking for the staging was complete, and by Thursday, it was time for the first complete run-through of the first and second acts, a mere 6 days before the first audiences will be watching inside Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. Two full casts will alternate the four performances as the leads in the chorus. Chelsea Coyne from Fort Worth is Joe March for two nights this week. She says the compact schedule means a flurry of work.
This has been particularly challenging, but basically in the past 3 days we have staged the entire show, which is a very, very fast process. A lot of shows, they do it in about 2 weeks. So it's been a lot of fun just putting it all together, and now we're doing run-throughs and it's moving fast, but it's going very well.
Asked if such a small time frame from arrival to opening night has any advantages, Chelsea chuckles. But she says that the abbreviated nature of the production means cast and crew share a complete understanding that they must be consumed by the opera to make it work. Bob Mueller, the musical director of the production, says such immersion will be easy, since between the cast's first meeting and opening night Wednesday, there is time for just one thing.
Almost constant rehearsal. I can't think of any particular time slotted where we're not rehearsing, except at night. I mean, late at night.
This opera in particular, and the concept of the company Opera Fayetteville in general, is an idea pushed by Fayetteville native Tamara Ryan. She's used a sort of 6 degrees of separation casting to gather young opera talent she's studied with and worked with over the past few years, friends and friends of friends. Most, if not all, of the singers on stage this week are under 30. David Mollis, the director of the production, has been singing professionally for longer than most of the cast has been alive. But during Thursday's run-through, his energy equaled anybody else's in the room as he hopped up on stage at times to move a bit of furniture or give direction to a singer on stage. And that was just in Act 1. Act 2, he says, is far more complicated, with as many as 5 things happening at once.
Where, like, one character is in England, and one's in New Hampshire, and one of them's in New York, and, you know, and it's all happening at the same time. They're reading letters from each other, and it's, so as far as me getting up, we started staging, what's today, Thursday? We had our first rehearsal on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and we had our first staging rehearsal on Monday afternoon at about 1:30 or 2. So we just, I'm not trying to blow our own horn here, but we just put this show together in 3.5 days. And you just saw the first work through of Act 1. So, you know, and so there were times I needed to hop up there. It's like, oh, we got to move the set from here to there. Oh, you got, you know, with a limited amount of time like this and the fact that we're soon going to be with the maestro and the orchestra, I wanted to make sure that I was using my time as wisely as possible.
Cast and crew may have only assembled for the first time 10 days before opening night, but each prepared on their own ahead of time, making the first few days run smoothly, according to Chelsea Coyne. Still, that first 9 a.m. gathering of everybody was a bit nerve-wracking, she says.
It's very, very different. Everyone is always extremely nervous that first thing through. It's the first time you're hearing everybody, and, you know, you don't want to make mistakes. But it usually comes together pretty quickly because everyone's professional. And it's actually easier to start doing the music with everyone else rather than training by yourself.
For her last opera, Chelsea was the youngest member of the cast. This week, she's just like everybody else on stage.
I like it better because we all kind of have this new, fresh energy. We're all young professionals just starting our opera career. So we're still very positive, and I think that's a nice element.
The production of Little Women should be audience-friendly for all levels of opera goers, from the aficionado to the newcomer. It's sung in English. It's based on a seminal work of American literature. The orchestra will be right on stage with the singers, and this staging will have singers on the very edge of the seating area inside Stella Boyle. Toward the end of Act 1, there is action below stage level, no more than 3 feet in front of the first row. Hillary Ginther, she'll be performing the role of Joe the other two nights, says the cozy staging will allow a faster, stronger bond between audience and cast.
Being intimate with the audience, especially like that, I think it should be enjoyable for them. And I think it'll help them get closer to the characters, not in like a distant sense, but like, you know what I mean? Just like in an emotional sense, really feel like they're in the story, really connect with what's going on.
Let me look at you, golden, the angels I recall, a sisterhood of summer. What did we know of fall?
While few of the members of Opera Fayetteville have experience actually performing here before, Chelsea Coyne says there is a universal enthusiasm for the project, an ambitious first performance for a startup troupe. She says the cast understands what founder Tamara Ryan is doing.
Definitely. First off, what Tamara is doing is amazing. And I think it's so important because right now a lot of opera companies are actually folding. And so it's so exciting that this company is starting. And I really believe in this project, and I think it's important. And I think that Fayetteville is just really going to thrive from it.
And at play, a perfect summer came to pass. It didn't come.
The production of David Adamo's Little Women by Opera Fayetteville will open Wednesday night in Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus, and there will be performances nightly through Saturday. The show begins at 7:30 each night.